Hi guys, this is MJ Ricardio and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. This is another season 11 finale, you guys. And I'm currently here in New York City. And I do have special guests though. He is one of the cast of The Passage. And then he's doing The Marbles right now. And he's on the other line, by the way. And his name is Alain Uy. Alain Uy.
Hey guys, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah. Yes, thank you so much for giving your time to do an interview with you.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, man. Anytime. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, talk about your experience of the passage a little bit before we get into that Marbles hellstorm.
Oh, sure, yeah. The passage was one of the best experiences I've had in a long while. It was a bit of a culmination for me in terms of acting and process and opportunity. I learned a lot on that show, just working with a lot of seasoned vets, namely Henry Ian Cusick, who was one of the characters in a very popular show called Lost. We became really good friends, and I just kind of really enjoyed my time there, just working with the writers and the actors, and made some really good, really built a really strong bond and relationship with everybody there. Obviously the showrunner Liz Heldens, the executive producers over there, they've all been really, really good and very instrumental even after the passage. Very strong advocates of my work so it's really fun.
That's well said, Alain. Give us a little bit of glimpse how you describe when you're doing shooting for the passage. Is it like until the wee hours? How is it like?
The passage was interesting because we shot it in Atlanta. And
oh, wow. I was just there in Atlanta. Yeah, it's a beautiful city.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. The culture's right there. Everything is amazing. It's kind of like a Hollywood East, right?
Yeah, because, Tyler Perry Studios, a couple weeks ago, covered Miss Universe, and it's a beautiful studio. Yes, I was there in Tyler Perry Studios. Yep.
Yeah, it's fantastic over there. I wasn't there obviously I was there last year and it wasn't open yet, but I had a great time over there. But the process and the filming, it was tedious. It was long, very, very long hours. Mm-hmm. Not nearly as an actor, you go in there, you clock in maybe 10 to 12 on average hours, but it's really the Teamsters and the crew that, I have to give
Absolutely. I mean,
Mm-hmm. They're there for 18 hours.
You tell me. I mean, it looks so easy on television, but behind the scenes, this is all the hard work that you guys put in. It's the whole entire team, the whole entire crew. It's unbelievable.
It is. And it's really interesting, too, that a lot of people don't understand that there is we as the actors kind of, some ways, if you use the marathon analogy on this or a relay race,
yes,
is that there is a lot of people running this race before we even jump into the race as part of the group. We're in some ways just kind of in the finishing line, the last 100-yard dash, so to speak, that we're trying to help get it over. But there's so many people that we stand on and be supported by. And, I love the saying of standing on the shoulders of giants, and the crew, the writers, the directors, everyone that you work with, you're standing on top, and you get to kind of relish in the moment and be in front of the camera and being seen. But the story was written 12 years ago,
absolutely,
there's so much that goes behind it. But yeah, to your point, the working hours were late and it's tedious, but at the same time, we get treated really well, and we get to have some comfort in living comfort in some ways. But to go there thinking, you know, I'm here for the work, and I'm going to try my best to serve the story well. And that's what we did in Atlanta.
That's well said, Elaine. And it's your passion. And then you, I mean, you know, you entered the showbiz for the right reason. You got to have the passion to do it. And, you know, that's why a lot of people, not everyone make it in Hollywood. You have to have that tenacity and perseverance. And
that's right.
And you got and you have it, so that's why you're still in the industry. And I want everybody to know that you are proud to be Filipino American. You know,
absolutely. Yeah, it's really interesting that, you know, in the last couple of years with Fresh Off the Boat, mm-hmm. and Crazy Rich Asians,
exactly,
and Farewell, and you know, there's a lot of voices within the community, the Asian community at large,
mm-hmm.
that we're able to sort of come into this sort of new era of filmmaking and story. And as a Filipino American, I think it's really interesting how diverse the Asian culture is. And, you know, I had a really interesting meeting with the showrunner, Liz Heldens, for the passage, because she's developing a new show now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much I could tell about the show, but, you know, she was really interested in our culture.
Yeah.
And sort of doing research to develop one of the characters, one of the lead characters to be Filipino.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I thought that was great. And that was very specific. You know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, even as early as 5 years ago, you know, I did that show Grimm, and we told the story of Aswang.
You talk about that. Yeah,
and I think to me it was really interesting. That was five, six years ago, but it was like, oh my god, like the community just went, you know, crazy for it.
Because you barely hear something, a Filipino story, in the mainstream media, mainstream TV, and then here you are doing it. So it's like you're paving the way with the upcoming, you know, we've been in Hollywood for a while, but it's nice to really showcase the culture of the Philippines.
And I think that's what's important, is that there is a thirst for diversity.
Correct.
Hollywood now, but there's also a thirst for truth, for the truth, to find out, you know, the different cultures that do,
correct,
are part of the rainbow of the Asian culture. I think, you know, like I said in the past, I would get breakdowns, I would go to these auditions that just specifically say Asian, which is great.
Yeah, correct.
And don't really get, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I don't quite the Asian look that they might have been looking for 15 years ago. They would likely go with someone who is of Japanese heritage or Chinese or Korean heritage, because there's a specific look to that. And you know, I've been part of those audition rooms, or been in situations where I've tested for things, and you know, I remember moments where, I remember a specific moment where the producer literally asked and said, does this person look Chinese, or does this person, can they go off as Chinese, or what are they? And it was really interesting to me that, you know, even 15, even 5 years ago, that we were still kind of making our way. And even till now, you know, you're still trying to figure things out. And, you know, you've got some really, I mean, I love the community here, like many of them do. And everybody's just been very curious, and I think there is a level of what's the word I'm looking for? There's a level of want to hear the voices.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So I think that's.
And well, that's well said, Elaine. And talk about now. This is a very exciting. And I want everyone to know that you are part of the Marvel's Hellstrom. So, talk about, I know your character here. Can you, in a nutshell, can you talk about your character here in this Marvel's?
Yeah. Yeah, at the so Hellstrom is Marvel's a new project that Marvel's doing with Hulu, and my character. Well, the basis of the story behind Hellstrom is are the two siblings, Anna and Damien Hellstrom, and my character is Anna's best friend in the show, and we're. In some ways, I'm the surrogate mother that she never really had, given the fact that Damon and Anna have an interesting relationship. As best I can explain it. And but yeah, it's a really fun character to explore, because there is this dynamic between the two as they kind of go off on this strange, scary, fun journey. This season. That's really cool. I can really say. But the character, all the facts are out there for people to read up on it. But yeah, I am a business partner to Anna. And in some ways, I'm her surrogate brother, and we just kind of go through an adventure as the season is unfolding as we're filming it. So,
That's cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And when does it air in Hulu?
You know, that the release date hasn't been discussed yet, but I'm assuming summer or fall of 2020.
Cool.
But we wrap production in March, so 2020.
Wow, that's awesome. And well, when you think about Marvels, it's about superheroes and powers. Do you have any powers in this character that you have?
I can't say.
You can't say? Oh boy. I just got really curious.
Confirm or deny.
Yes.
The specificity and the detailing of
yes,
the
absolutely. Wow, that's amazing. It gives us excitement and yes. So definitely so aside from filming this right now, what else do you do? And you're based in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, I'm based in LA. I run a production company with my wife. We produce commercials, photo shoots, and everything else. But we're adjusting and pivoting to doing more narratives. So we produced two shorts now that have won several awards.
I've got this
short that we produced called Companion that won the ITV Festival in 2017 and 2018, and it garnered a lot of awards for best drama, best comedy, best direction, best cast, best ensemble, best actor, HBO is very interested in producing it as a series, so we're kind of in development now in terms of that particular project. We just finished the festival circuit for another short called Kensington. It's a story about a therapist in Philadelphia, and that was the creative. I forget the festival, but we just won an award for that.
Wow, congrats.
Supporting it. Yeah, so it's been really fun, and now we're developing a...
That's amazing. Well, it's amazing. And, well, I heard that you also cook. Elaine, are you there? I think I lost him a little bit. Elaine, are you there? Okay, let's get back to him. Let's just lost him a little bit. Now we are back with Elaine Uy. So, Elaine.
Hey.
Yes, so I heard that you cooked.
Yeah, it's a new goal that was when I've been out here in Vancouver shooting Hellstrom. I set up several. Every time I do a production, I try to
learning something new. That's outside of, you know, the creative process of acting or storytelling. And and one of the things I've always wanted to get better at, or even just learn, is an actual skill that, like a survival skill, which is just even cooking.
Yes,
so I,
yes.
I joined a culinary art course or a school here in Vancouver. And,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's, it's been a revelation for me. It's been like, oh, I can't do this. This isn't too hard. I mean, it's difficult. It's a lot of fun. But it's also a joy. It's been a lot of fun to experiment. That's, and cook for myself.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You're just staying for the holiday in Los Angeles, or you're traveling anywhere?
Yeah, I'm flying back. We have, we're just filming here, and then I fly back to LA for a couple weeks. And as soon as the new year starts, I come back here, and there'll be a race to finish to get everything done for Hellstrom.
Wow, that I cannot wait to see that, because I know I already subscribed with Hulu. So,
oh, good.
Yes.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, and we'll share this. This is part of the season 11 finale of Blog Talk, and I'm on my fifth year, and I'm on my season 11 for this podcast.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, and invite everyone. I know, are you active in social media?
I am.
Yeah, invite our listeners. Yep, invite our listeners.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram with at Alain Uy, that was spelled A-L-A-I-N-U-Y, and on Twitter, which is at the Alain Uy, because there's another person out there with my name.
Yes.
The Elaine Uy. So yeah, follow me on the socials, and then I'll get updates as I go. I usually post stuff up on my Instagram story quite a bit in terms of what's been happening here, or at least stuff that I can post. So if you want to get updates on that. And yeah, let me know how you guys feel about the passage, how you guys feel about the morning show that I'm on Apple Plus, and I've got another movie coming out called Paper Tigers that should be coming out next year that stars Ron Glenn, and it should be fun.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your precious time, Elaine.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Yeah, don't hang it up yet.
Hey guys, it's Elaine Uy, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.